Sunday, 24th of January, Teshrat, Dan Yom Tov Zanga. Somebody eating in the street is a kosher.
Bereshus haChoshev Tzibur, Ma'ase Shehoyo Kachoyo. A certain Rosh Hashiva in Bnei Brak went to be Mesadeh Kiddushin, and when he came there, he asked the Mechutonim, who do you have here as Edim? This wasn't in town where everybody comes so easily. It was out of town, some hall. So they looked around and found most of the people there were all Mishpocha. They found three people there who were not Mishpocha. One of them was the Shadchan. There are various opinions. This Rosh Hashiva didn't want to take the Shadchan as an aid because Itainet is a Nagea B'dinei Mominus. I mean, listen, if the Shidduch doesn't go through, he's not going to get paid. There is a machloikas about that because he's already got paid for the shidduch. Now we're at the Hasna, but the Rosh Hashiva didn't want him. There were two other people who looked quite flum people, and he took them. After the Kiddushin, after the Hasna, after Ched Yichud, somebody came to the Rosh Hashiva and he says, look, I've seen the face of the one of the Edim, and it seems to me that he shaves. I can't say it's with a razor, but it's probably with such a machine which goes so close to the skin, it might be considered like a razor. And if it's oiver is the razor of ta'ar al-besoroi, is he a kosher eid? Afterwards, somebody else came to the Rosh Hashiva and said, I don't want to give any eidus because I'm an eid yochid. But the second eid, oichapekl, was his, the second aid, I saw him in Yerushalayim. This mice was a neighbor. I saw him in Yerushalayim. And in Geula, there are plenty of pizza shops. He went into a pizza shop, bought a pizza, and Poshet, he was walking down Malche Israel, doing his shopping, eating the pizza in the middle of the street. Keilu, you know, it's in his dining room. So what's the problem? The problem is, if a person eats in the middle of the street, is a kenzain as a pedach oichel bashuk doim el kelev. Doim el kelev, no, doim el kelev. The question is, what's the choimer of this isa? Which of the two are not or are yes kosher eidim? The Gemara says the end of Kiddushin, in the end of first pairing, daf mem, tonu rabbonon, ho oichel bashuk, hari ze doim el kelev, ve yeishoim rimposel eidus. Baruch Hashem, it's only a Yesha Imrim. Omar Avidi Barovin, Haloche ki Yesha Imrim. We pass in his proselytes. So now, like the Yesha Imrim, the question is, we have here three explanations to understand. First of all, why is he proselytes? Because he eats, what's his chme? Alright, so maybe he hasn't got English mannerisms, but that doesn't mean to say that he's proselytes. Why is he paskin proselytes? Second of all, what's called oichel bashuk? What's called oichel? A person eats a sweet, it's called oichel bashuk. A person eats a biscuit, what's oichel bashuk? And the third question is, what's called shuk? A person goes to the sea, he has a swim, and he wants to eat something there, that's called a shuk. The shuk has to be in the middle of Meshar. What's the gather of a shuk? Three questions. Is legabe the reason why a person who eats in the street is a posel eid is a machloikes harishonim? Rashi there in Kiddushin says that he's not a Rosha. He eats in the street, he's not considered a Rosha. He's not on any Isser at all. Elo kiven she'enoi makpid al kvoidoi enoi boish lezalzel ba'atzmoi ba'edusoi. He's not makpid on his kovid. And therefore, who knows if he's mezalzel, maybe he'll say Edu Sheker as well. That's how Rashi explains. Tosfos asks that there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings that Reb Shimon Berebi ate Beshuk. Reb Meir asked him, Ein Shvach Letalmid Lechol Beshuk. How can you eat Beshuk? Pastish V'atamid Chochon to eat Beshuk. Frek Tosfos on Rashi seems to be from the Yerushalmi that the Kpeda is that a Talmid Chochom shouldn't eat Beshuk. But not on every person. Otherwise, what's the kasha of Tosfos? And therefore, Tosfos brings two other explanations why Ha'oichel Bashuk is posel eidus. One, b'shem Rabbeinu Chananu, that we're talking that he goes Bashuk, and he takes from somebody Pochas Mishavaputa and eats it, takes from somebody else Pochas Mishavaputa, and since he's not Makvin or Pochas Mishavaputa, therefore, that's the psel eidus. Although, Meir Arik in Tel Torah, he asks, I don't really understand what the Chiddush is. That's not a Shehel of Sul Rabbona, because we pass the Chetzi Shiras in the Torah. Even the Gan V'Pochas Mishra Prud is also also. Okay, Al-Kopon, that's how Rabbeinu Hanan explains. And the second Pshat brings to the Shem Rabbeinu Elio, that the reason why he's possible is, there is what we call in Yiddish as a geribben. I don't know how you say it in English, but if you wanted to buy wine, for example, you go into a shop and you say, listen, I want to see if this wine's good or this wine's good. So he gives you a little bit to drink, a little bit, and this one. And he goes to another shop. He doesn't dream of buying from any of the shops. He just wants to drink. So that's the way how he does it, caught sort of behette, what's called in English a legal loophole. You have a reinhappen. Lemaise Zoktoisus, that's the pshat in Oichel Beshuk. So we have three Pirushim Oichel Beshuk. Rashi says he is Mevaze himself. Toisves gives the two other explanations. Is the mind, so we have to know according to which one do we take on. And the Nafkamina will be this person who's eating pizza in the street. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Lamedal, Tzif Yudches, Nishchesh Mishpot, he paskins like Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch says, Habzuyim Psulim Leedus, Midivreim, Midirabonon. Vehem, who are these Bezuyim? Ho Anoshim Shaholchim Veoichlim Beshuk Mifnei Kolom. שאין מקפידים על הבוישס, שכל אלו חשובים ככלב, ואין מקפידים על עדו שקר, since they're not מקפידים על עדו שקר, and therefore the apostle. So is the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi. If so, even though what he does is only because he's mezalzeling himself, you can't be machshirim for edus. So, what's the question? So let's talk about the first aid before we get back to the this aid who's eating Bishuk. And this aid who is eating, who shaves with a razor, or I'll call upon him, it seems to be a shtake chashash that is shaving with a razor. The question is he considered apostle edus? There is a sif in Shulchan Aruch, there in Hilchas Edus, similar to the sif of Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is over an avera, shalom nispashet be Yisrael shu avera. People don't consider it as an avera. It may be people know, but they don't. They're not much of it. Oy, the example brought is shechilol Shabbos bedovor shein roi v'om yoidim sheish isa bedovor. There are things which people don't realize. People don't realize the chilol Shabbos. Eif shel apoyis leveidus. You can't pass leveidus. What people don't realize? There's a famous Yerushalmi. I'm deviating a little, but there's Yerushalmi in Shabbos, beginning of Tal Gadol. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish learned hilchos Shabbos 3.5 years. And they made a cheshbon. We know there's Ovis Melochis, which is the Reiser. There are toildes of the Ovis Melochis, which are also the Reiser. And besides that, we have Gezeres Derabonon. They made a cheshbon of how many toildes are there for the Ovis Melochis, and they made a cheshbon for each one of the Lamedes Ovis Melochis, there are 39 toildes. Someone who knows how to make cheshbon, 39 times 39 is 1,531 toildes, which are all the Reiser, besides the 39 Ovis Melochis, that you get to about 1,570, and on top of it, of the Reisers, besides the all the Drabonons. No, it's kemat not shayach that the person should know all this. Vizok to Chofetz Chaim, it's Shem Ravinus and Ibishitz, it's for sure a person is Mechal Shabbos, unless he learns Hilchos Shabbos. If he learns Hilchos Shabbos, not necessarily he'll know everything, but he'll have Siyach HaDeshmaya to know that he shouldn't be Nichshal. Otherwise, people are things which people don't know. For example, there are some people have got, I'm just giving an example, people have got these electric urns. Electric Shabbos urn. Who doesn't use electric Shabbos urn? I mean, there's every Yiddish house got electric Shabbos urn. I'm all, you didn't have electric one, you have it on the gas. But most people electric urn. On the outside of the urn, you have a glass cylinder, which shows you how much water there is. It goes up and down. No, it's a double posh. I mean, a simple thing. The problem is, one doesn't even realize it could be a shayla of an iser on Shabbos. Why? Because when you fill the urn, since there is some sort of principle called Archimedes principle, Lamaise, it's already in Furish in the Rishonim, Archimedes wasn't the Mechadish, but that's what people say. Water finds its own level, so therefore you pour water into the Shabbos urn, and the water goes into this glass cylinder, whatever it's called, and therefore you can see on the outside how much water there is. When you boil the water in the Shabbos urn, all the water in the urn gets boiled. But the cylinder has nothing to do with the electric. Nothing to do with it. It may be somuch venire, but lamaisa, it doesn't get boiled because it's not connected at all to the electric element which is in the urn. And therefore this water may get a little warm because it's somewhere near, but it doesn't get boiled at all. When a person takes water out of the Shabbos kettle, then this water level goes down. And the water in this cylinder goes into the Shabbos kettle and gets boiled by the boiling hot water, which is called Toil Das Eish. Pardon? It's nothing to do with Shishim. It's a Maisa. We're not now talking about whether it's mutter to drink it. We're now talking whether you are over an Isra of Bishul. And besides that, if you save bottle the shishim, one has to know if Dovah Sheish Lematirin, Afilu Be'elef Loi Bottle, wait till Motzei Shabbos. Al-Koponim, I'm saying these are so many little halachas. Al-Koponim, in Hilchas Eder state, a halacha, people don't consider Navera. I don't want to give in a heterim to speak Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom. But I'd like to hear, I'd like to see which aid can verify for himself he's never spoken Lashon Hara. I mean, people don't consider that. There's all was. Anyway, Al-Koponim, in Shulchan Aruch state, that a person who is over Navera, which people don't consider big avera, is not possible either. Says Rabbi Kivege in Chuvas, the Paschal Aloche, says Rabbi Kivege in his time. Says Rabbi Kivege, since in his time it was Nispashet, Ba'avri Nisreinu Harabim, that people used to shave, not with a shaver, they used to shave with a razor, he's not possible either. He's over the razor. But Lamaisa Rabbi Kivege, Paschal in Chuvas, Simen Tzadik Vov, and the Pisret Chuvas brings it down, Choshimish, Basim, Lamadale, Sivkot, and Tes, Haloch, Lamaisa is not possible either. Because people do it. So therefore, if we're talking about this person who shaves the shaver, he doesn't think he's doing an avera. I'm not saying he does, doesn't, that's not the point. It could be a takoiv an avera, the Raisa. But the point is, you can't pass him because he doesn't consider this an avera. So therefore, Luchura, this aide who is shaving, he can't be, he's not considered a possible aide. But we have to go back to the aide who's eating pizza in the Chov Malchei Yisrael, who according to the Shulchan Aruch who passes like Rashi, Luchura is considered Oichel Bashuk. The only thing, the question is, what is considered Oichel Bashuk? Maybe it's not, oh, if he eats pizza, maybe he has to eat more than that, have to eat bread. Pardon?
No, in the world,
not
to eat pizza, honestly.
Oh, shit, it's a minigoilam nazalza.
Shaving is the same.
No, the shaving is no heter. It's no heter about it. Yeah, it's no heter. But here, no. You're saying a kind. The chiluk which Rashi explains why Oichel Bashuk is possible is not because Oiven Avera. He's a mefurish, there's no isra in it. He's a mezalzel ba'atzmoy. If a person is mezalzel ba'atzmoy, the example I'm giving now is brought in the Rishonim now. If a person walks in the street naked, he is a possible aid. What's the issa? What's the issa? The issa is he's mezalzel ba'atzmoy, it's not issa. And therefore, since he's not mechadad himself, so to say a lie, who big deal, so to say a sheker as well. It's not mishum issa, it's not doimet to the case of Rabbi Kivege. Al-Kopone, the question is, what is the ged of oichel b'shuk? What's the oichel? If it's specifically a sude kvua, or even whatever it is, a snack. And it's a big nafkamina. I mean, we'll imit Hashem, hopefully we'll get there. Well, the question is, what happens when there are some what's called cafeterias, where you have in the street a cafe, a table with chairs, and on the contrary, inside, you've got to sit outside in the street with frischer Luft, and that's where you eat. That's also considered Oichel Bashuk. Yeah, maybe I only have a coffee there. What's the gedder? Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Mem brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Ha'oichel Bashuk Ainu Sha'oichel Se'udas Pas, the Gnai Yoisa. Because there's a big gnai. The question is, if we pass like Tosfos, because the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus seems to argue with Rabbeinu Tam, because the lashon of the Rambam is v'chein habezuyin psulin le'edus midivrehem. Who are these bezuyim? V'heim ho'anoshim shehulchim ve'oichlim b'shuk lifnei kol ha'om. וכגון אלו שהולכים ערומים בשוק, באיס שהן עוסקים במלוך המנובלס, וכייצב אלו, שאינו מקפידים על הבוישס, כל אלו חשובים ככלב ואינו מקפידים על אידו שקר. The Rambam says, who is this person who's possible leidus, who eats b'shuk? He doesn't specify what he eats. He just says, shehoilchim ve'oichlim b'shuk. He doesn't mention anything to do with pas. Says the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, and he repeats it again in the Bes Yosef al Atur. From the Rambam, we do not have an indication whether he argues on Rabbeinu Tam and holds that if person eats anything, is already considered a person who is bozui, or specifically bread, we don't have an indication. A Maise Shehoyo, the Chaznish Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, once told a Gaon Reb Chaim Kanievsky when he was a boy, he says that when you go to the sea, don't buy anything to eat there. Because if you're going to eat there, you will be considered Oichel Bashuk. That's what he told him then. But it could be because he considered Reb Chaim Kanievsky was then or was going to be a Talmid Chochem. We can't know. But Al Koponim, the Bes Yosef says that it's more mistabit to say that we're talking oichel b'shuk in front of people, but if he's in front of everybody, but if he's eating b'shuk where there are not so many people there, only a few people go there, it says the Beis Yosef, it's not mistabit to passel him for edus, although the Bach argues and says shuk is a shuk. It doesn't make a difference how many people there. Lo nosnu chachomim divreim l'shiurim. So we have here lemaisa shitas ha-toisves, shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that specifically when he eats bread, the Rambam doesn't give an indication of what he holds, and the Beis Yosef says we don't have a raya ahin or the rahe, if it's specifically bread or other things as well, and bichlal, what's considered, how many people, the Tzemach Loik is the Beis Yosef and the Bach. Pardon? Oh, let's see. Lemaisa, there is a shaila. Is there a chumre by Talmidei Chachomim more than anybody else? The mashmua saposkim is that this isa to eat bread, l'chol aporas bread is for sure also. I mean, it's a bozui, is perhaps this is a halacha specifically for everybody, whereas for Talmidei Chachomim one has to be makbid even more so. Why? Because lemaisa. There is a mishtabura in Simon Kufa'ayin who brings down a Morgan Avraham. Ein derech letalmid chochom nishtes mayim bifnei rabim elo yafrich ponov letzad acher. Mishum tznias. Okay. Ken zayin. But the Mishnah is the Mishnah in Maisres. The Mishnah says in Maisres, Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalet, Motzo Ktsiois Bederech. A person was walking on the way, and he found Ktsiois Shel Te'enim, he found some Te'enim. Afilu Betzad Sode Ktsiois, Afilu if it's next to a field of Ktsiois, that means to say that for sure it fell from the Bala Sode, says the Mishnah, Mutorois Mishun Gezel, Upturois Mina Maisa. Why? Because the Bailim for sure have been Misyaish, and since it's Hefka, it's Pot Mina Maisa. Aval imotzo zeisim v'charuvim chayovim, a person's not miyayish. And says the Rashda, why lemais do we say, and the Mishnah says, and the charuvim, if actually consum l'roi shagag, until he brings the l'roi shagag, he can take them, give them to the behemoth to eat, but his potter from Maisres, because lemaisa is only given to the behemoth. Says the Rash on the Mishnah, why is it potter? Because the Mishnah says, machele behemtoi, lav davkele behema, dehu adin le odom. So why does he say behema? Says the Rash, because the Yerushalmi says, a Talmid Chochem doesn't eat Beshuk. So therefore it's not Mistaba, a Talmid Chochem is going to eat from this. The Rash seems to imply that besides the Sugi and Kiddushin, which we mentioned that Ha'oichel Bashuk is Posel Eides, we also find another din, a Talmid Chochem does not eat Beshuk. No, lechura, if that's a Talmud Chochem, then we have another gedder here of somebody who is posel eidus. That means the Talmud Chochem has to be even more makpid. Again, he's not doing an isa, but it's because he's bozui. And lemaisa, the Rambam in Hilches Deis says, kishe hachochem oichel ma'at zehoroiloi lo yochlenu ela bebeis hal shulchonoi. The Rambam says mefurosh, a Talmud Chochem should only eat al beis hal shulchonoi, lo yochel bechanut veloi beshuk. The Rambam says clearly, the question is, why does the Rambam say this halacha specifically about Talmid Chochem? If we find that the Rambam says in another place in Hilchas Eidus, Ha'oichel Bashuk Posel Eidus, he already says such a thing. Even though the Yerushalmi says that there's a din, it's by Talmid Chochem, but the Rambam should go and pask like the Yerushalmi, not like the Bavli. The Bavli says that the person eats Bashuk is Posel Eidus. Elamai, what's the teret? So I saw this brought down b'shem a sefer arba turi even that a normal person the iser is only if there are two chesoinus. First of all, he eats b'shuk, and also the eating which he eats is in front of everybody. Whereas a talmid chacham, the iser for a talmid chacham to eat b'shuk is the bizoyin for him to eat b'shuk is even where only a few people are there. And therefore the Rambam in Hilchas Deis is Mishana his Loshen from what he wrote in Hilchas Eides. Here in Hilchas Deis he says here by Talmid Chochem, Ha'isru lechol b'fnei kol ha'om, then there's a difference between he's in front of everybody or in front of few people. Al Koponim, Lemaisa, we find that a Talmid Chochem has got a bigger chumre as far as eating Meshuk than everybody else. Is there a difference if he's walking? Is there a difference if he's sitting down? As you asked in the restaurant, he's sitting, he's not walking. I mean, the Loshen of the Gemara is Ha'oichel Bashuk, but maybe it's only if he's walking. The Loshen of the Rambam is Ha'anoshim Ha'oilchim Bashuk Lifnei Kol Ha'om. Ha'oilchim, says the Bach. The psul is specifically when you have two chisroines. He's eating bishuk in front of everybody, and on top of it, bishas or achila, he is walking. He doesn't sit down. And if so, one cannot passel a person la'edus if he sits down on a street bench and he eats there. He eats his sandwiches there in front of other people, even though it's bishuk. But he's not hoilchem according to this Loshon HaRambam, which the Bach is medayik. And nevertheless, even if we say that is true, maybe a Talmid Chochem is different. Because we find the Talmid Chochem, the Mishnei Maisres, says a difference between the Talmid Chochem and everybody else. There's a Mishnei Maisres in Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei, Ezehu Chotzer, Shichayeves Bemaisres, which is Mechayev Kevela Maiser, and the Mishnah brings five Tanoim opinions. And one of them is Reb Nechemia, who says, Kol She'eino Domboish Mileachol Betoicho. If a person isn't ashamed of eating there, it's chayev maisres. Says the Gemara in Nida, Daf Mem Zayin, that we paskin like all of them the chumra. That means to say that the derech is to eat specifically bechotzer hamishtameres, where a person is not ashamed of eating. So therefore, the maisa, it could be that eating stamazoi, if to eat for tamet chocham, it doesn't make a difference, even if it's not, even if even in the shuk is in sitting down is also a problem. So the question is, okay, so we say if you're walking, it's a problem for every person, for what we call a normal person. But if he's sitting down, then it's mutter. The question is, what happens if a person is traveling in a bus? He's traveling in a bus. He's sitting. He's not walking. He's sitting. Or he goes to the Sfas HaYam and he sits there. He's sitting. He's not doing anything. Lamaisa, everybody walks there, Arumim. What happens if a person walks with Sfas HaYam, walking down the Sfas HaYam, backwards and forwards, eating a pizza? That's called, he's not chos al kvoido. Everybody is just swimming tanks on. I mean, the whole place is full of not being mechabed oneself. That's not the place to be mechabed oneself. Maybe there's no chisron. Perhaps that's not called bezuyin, which the Rambam considers bezuyin. The legabe eating in a bus, even though, the question is, do we consider Rochuv kemahalich? A person who is riding on a horse, on a chamoyer, is that considered he is sitting? And the chamoyer is going. Is that considered mahalich or not? We pasken that lemaise rochuv kemahalich. In which instance? Everybody remembers the sugi bar metzia, but the gemara kiddushin lamed gimel. What happens if the rebbe was riding on a chamoyer and he's walking? The chamoyer goes past him, says the Gemara, you have to stand up for him. One has to stand up for him. Why? The Rebbe Lamaise is sitting. If a Rebbe sits down, one doesn't have to stand up for him. No. Rochuv kemahalich. He is walking. He's not walking. No, but chamoyer is passing by. He has to stand up. And the Taz, Paskins, in Hilches, Kibbut HaMetrochem, in Yerodeh, Semiresh Membeis, those people who travel in an Agola, and they see, and sometimes they sit there, Begiloy Rosh, they sit there without the kapalon. Why? Because they hold. There's no is in this. Because I'm not walking down the damas. He says it's not correct. Because since we pasken hoylech kerochu domi, he's like walking, and therefore there's an isa. So if so, what do we consider a person who's sitting in a bus? So he wants to eat. Is he considered kemahalach? No, to say that lamaisa he is actually walking is derech bezuim is a bit difficult to say. Maybe a Talmud Chochem, there's no Issa. Maybe for Talmud Chochem, there is a Mokhem to Machme. Everything depends on the situation. Why do I mean the situation? What's a bus? Sometimes you have, never mind about a bus, a person who's in the car. He's on the main road, on the M1. Everybody can see him walk eating there. But he's in his private car, not on where he's got tinted white windows. Everybody can see him eating there. Habavos, Abulamayim said, that's in his private car. That's not Mokhem Rabim. Or maybe. Okay, Ashwa Mikkel then. What happens if a person's walking, sitting in a bus where you're going between towns or a local bus? What's the gather of Oichel Beshuk? Maybe that itself is considered Oichel Beshuk. It's Derech HaBezuyim to eat. A person eats. Again, we're talking now where Be'ikar Adin, it's only bread. We're not talking about things which are not bread. Oh, the same story on the train. The question is, on a train, basically you're talking about the people in your compartment, because people from outside can't really see what you're doing. So it's only people in your compartment. So, I mean, Oichel Beshuk in front of 10 people, 20 people. Pardon? Oh, so the plane is, that is, you can't say a person eats in a dining room is considered Oichel Beshuk. The plane is his dining room, that's where everybody eats. That's not Beshuk, that's not considered a shuk. We're talking now where the streets, where the rabbis are walking there. And Lamaisa, there is something even more homo. There is something even more homo, and that is that it's brought down in the Sefer Maisa Ish. All interesting things about the Chazon Ish. In Chelek Beis, he brings down that the Chazon Ish, when the Chazon Ish tested Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, when he was a small child, so he gave him a sweet. Gave him a prize of a sweet. Sure, Chaim Kanievsky was a boy. People don't realize it, but he was also once upon a time a little boy. And he took the sweet and went out of the house. And he had the sweet in his mouth. So the Chazon Ish told him, don't forget, you made the brocha in the house. That doesn't patter your eating a sweet in the street. You have to make another brocha when you eat in the street. I heard that he was also made to him, and don't forget that for you to eat in the street, a sweet is begeder oichel bashuk. Even though that's a big chiddush, because even if we say when I stay in machmir, other things, but which is not pass, okay, it's not pass, but something which is kaveh, you eat bread, you eat an apple, but you have to eat a piece of a sweet, is a greater chiddush. Derech agav, perhaps there are, I don't know how it goes here, but I know in Eretz Yisrael, the children don't have breakfast before they go to cheder. Before they go to school. They have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they only eat in school. But some parents have rachmonis on their children, that they must be able to eat something before. So they give them a cake to walk, to eat on when they're walking on the way to school. The question is, okay, it's not bread. The question is now, I'm talking about chinuch. I'm not going into that whether the child is bozoi, every child is posel le'edas, everybody knows. I'm talking about the gedo of chinuch here. One has to know, is there a gedo of chinuch or not? Al kuponim, let's get back to the shalom of the halacha. Is there a nafkemina in our instance where we have this aide who shaves himself with a shaver? To say it's posel le'edas, one can't say. We've got Rabbi Kiveger. But a person who eats pita falafel, pizza, while he's walking in the street, lechura, according to what we see, is possible eidus algoponim midarabono, not midaraisas, no pisum deraisas, no pisum derabono. The question only is, even, it could be that the aid is maybe not possible. Why should it not be possible? There is a locha in Hilchas Eidus, in Choyshimish, but simel amadalat sifchov gimel. Mishe possible eidus minatoiro shahid, eiduse betelo, even though they weren't mefarsim that this person is a possible aid. Aber mi sheposel le'edus rak midivreim, a person is only possible mit rabbonon, says the Shulchan Aruch, ho'edus sheheid, koidem shehechizu alof ksheiro. The aidus which was made before they were mefarsim, listen here, this is no good, this, he's a possible aid, he's kosher. So if so, let's say that the person who was eating pizza, falafel, whatever it was in Malchus Yisrael, is a posel eid min rabbonon. Fine. Oh, but the Shulchan Aruch says, until there were machis on him, since it's only psul de rabbonon, therefore, lamaisa, the aid is not posel. So, perhaps one has to be machshe. Now, I've got a problem. What's the problem? The pischei tshuva there brings a machloikas aposkim. If that which they were not machis on him is a chisoren, sai, if there were the shaila involved is a shaila in dine momenus, aids be momenus, or afila be isurim. The shaila is as though, enoch and amen, a posel aid mit rabbon is posel aidus, but you have to have a chozer. Does he need a chozer only where his aidus is on something which should be with dine momenus, or even where it's to do with dine isurim? If the chisorim of the aidus is negated dine momenus, in our case, lechura, he should be posel aidus, even without the chaza. The ma'isa in our case, if the chisson is only be'edus ha'negele momenes, that's why you need to have a chaza. But if it's not negele in the momenes, you don't need a chaza. In our instance, you don't need to have a chaza. And so therefore, it's posel eidus. And lechura, the mefurush halacha, the sma brings down that a person who's posel eidus midrabonon needs a chaza, says the sma, mishum she'em psulo yodua koidem shechiusulo. People didn't know about it. Velorotsu lahafsid momen abrias. And they don't want, Chazal didn't want to be mafsid, the moment of everybody, because after this person has been made, because people didn't know that he's a posel eid. And therefore you can't pass it if the whole psul is in midrabonon. So if so, it could be that in this instance, where Lamaisa people didn't know about it, so Lamaisa maybe you can't pass it, but the whole reason is only by Medina Momenes. Mashenke Medine Isurim, where here's the Kiddushin is Isurim, okay, there are as a result of this, it's again dine momen, this is a ksuba, etc. But lamaise is dine isurim, so it could be the lamaise. There's a problem in this. I just want to finish off. Then I'm on another 2 minutes. Lamaise in this thing. Pash, this is it's a big problem. But I saw a gewaldige haora ki yadua under the chuppah, the mesada kiddushin makes a brocha bere pre'agofen. Twice. I mean, once he makes him, once the Sheva Brochas makes a Brocha often, and he gives the Chosin the drink. Says that Bnei Yeshua, I don't understand. How can he make a Brocha? The Brocha is a Brocha often, a Bichas Hananin. I can't make a Bichas Hananin and Pater Yenem from the Bichas Hananin if I don't drink. If I drink, then he can be Yoitza. But I can't be Yoitza by mitzvahs, so we say, Kol Yisrael Arim Zerazeh. But by Bichas Hananin, I can't be Yoitza a second person if I don't eat from it, I don't drink from it. How can I make a Baruch Pagof and he drinks? So Enochanam, the Kasha is the Kasha which the Pnei Yeshua blind Betzorach here. But, Ki Yedua Reb Chaim Briske used to do a minig, he used to, from the Kois, shake it a little bit, while, after he finished the brocha, gave the kris to the chosn and licked his finger, and therefore he was also nana from it. Did it so nobody should see about it. But I saw Agon Rav Zalman Sorotsky in Zecher Tzadik Levroch in Shuvas Mizneim the Torah says, you should know, the reason why the Mesadik Kedushin doesn't drink from the kris is because Al Piaro of the Chuppah is Berechoiv, is in the street, and he doesn't want to be Nichshal of Tamet Chochem Rechel B'Shuk. A problem Rechel B'Shuk. As I tainet Agon Rav Zalman Sorotsky in Zecher Tzadik Levroch says, Rav Shlomo Zalman it's nish mistabe. It's not mistabe because he's that's considered shoyse besuk. It's not mistabe. He says why not? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Gemara says in kiddushin daf yud beis hamekadish besuk as malknoisoy. A person who's mekadish a woman besuk is from malkos. Is the pritzas the mekadish besuk. If you consider the place of the chuppah shuk as far as drinking, it's also the Kaddish Meshuk. That's also a gefährlich Hazach. So he says it's not Mistabe. So he's got another reason which I can't go into now because it's a bit more bariches. Of our Goponim Legabe our Shaila, the person who shaved, he shaves with a shaver which is possible is also the Raisa. No one's giving any heterim. But the Paslim Le'edus won't call Paslim Le'edus. Whereas the person who walks in the shuk, eating a pizza, you have to know, in some of these shops they say a pizza you have to wash al tel sadaim. If that's considered al tel sadaim, it's bread. The kula am, it's a problem. The question is, if it's not considered bread. So if so, it could well be that the eidus is possible, and therefore, eitz toive, if a person wants to be an eid by kiddushin, he should take on a different hanhoga than walking down Malchay Yisrael eating a pizza.